case number 11076, Clarence E. Young, west of Route 211, Elks Lodge Road, approximately 1130 feet southeast of Road 206, Wilkins Road. A variance from minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Can you state your name and address to the record, please?
Yes, Bob Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milford, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I would like to give you a little bit of history on this situation. The property in question that you have a survey of was willed to the family back in 1963, I believe. Lost that, but anyhow. And in about 1982 or 83, the heirs deeded the property to two of the brothers. There were three heirs. The three of them got together, deeded it to Lawrence and Clarence Young, who in turn in 1984, I believe, decided to add the two parcels together. They reached 3.24 acre parcels, decided to add the two parcels together. And at which time, somewhat later, they subdivided out a half acre lot between the two. Well, one of the brothers is deceased now, and his son wants to, they have agreed that they want to partition it back like it was, because, you know, it's more or less a partition because there's two different heirs owning the property. That way, his children can have some land and the other heirs' children can have some land. That's the reason we're here at this point. The shape of the property, because of that previous subdivision, creates some uniqueness, because we have enough room on one side for a legal lot. Obviously, to partition it out, we don't have enough room on the other side. We're shy by around 69 feet. And the owner would like to be able to provide some family members with building lots, while he still has the health to do so. He's getting up in years. The property cannot be developed in strict conformity of the ordinance due to the lack of frontage. The minimum lot size will be 2.5 acres, which is well above the minimum and will be of ample width once you get behind that half-acre lot. The applicant did not knowingly create the practical difficulty because other family members wanted to combine it, and now it's a situation where he would like to get it out so he can give some of the land to his children. It will not impair or alter the use of the adjoining properties. It will not be detrimental to the public welfare, and this would be the minimum variance that would be required to be able to have a legal lot on that side. And I have to back up the fact that it would not be detrimental to the area around there. I have some photographs from Google. Lots have been there, so you can see the layout as it is by photograph. Incidentally, the subdivision plan, as you see it, has been to Department of Transportation and has their blessing. Not that that has any bearing on.
Is the mobile home to be relocated on the land or out of town?
It's on the land.
You're going to relocate that?
Pardon me?
It says to be relocated.
Yes, that was the intention, yes.
On the...
On that property, yes. Yes, on the property, to get it back away from the side yards.
They say when you relocate that, if this was approved, you wouldn't need a variance for that too, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions?
No question.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
I'm curious why the variance wasn't necessary when the parcel was cut out in the front.
You mean the special use exception to retain it?
No. Well...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, when they put that property line in, they should have had a variance as well, right? Not that it matters. I was just curious. When it was subdivided, it was encroaching.
It was what? At that point, it was all one...
Yeah, it was one parcel, and now they're splitting it out.
Okay, so the lands of Jose and Duenas and Santiago?
And now they're going to retain...
Right.
Move it to me, setbacks.
I got you. Okay. That wasn't already subdivided?
No.
I got you.
Yeah, and that Santiago property is 150 feet wide, and then this property, when it was all one, had more than the necessary 150.
I understand that, but I'm just saying the mobile home was then in violation because it didn't meet the setback requirement.
It wasn't prior to this.
Right. Gotcha.
Subdivision.
Okay.
When was the Santiago property subdivided?
Excuse me?
When was that property subdivided, the half acre?
That was 1984.
84?
Okay. Are there any further questions? Any further questions? Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there one, two, three, four?
Five.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I have a motion to take case number 11,076 under advisement.
I'll second it.
That motion?
I second it.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. Richards, that we take case number 11,076 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, if you use your voting sign.
Aye.
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 Opposed? Mr. Nash, your case has been taken under advisement.
Thank you.
There might be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Case number